be with me tonight. It's really good to have that big crowd for the time. That is a large crowd, non-human crowd that we have. God, we have to recognize God, we have to recognize the will. So
very nation. You can make the same kind of motions of the paper on multiple occasions to ask Pharaoh to keep his trespass. Even so, one of the questions that Pharaoh asked, there were very many of the conversations between Moses and who is the Lord. God would let the people go. Moses is telling me, God tells me to let the people go. He said, well, who is the Lord that I'm going to raise his form of Israel? But I do not know the Lord. More often, let Israel go. You know, the Pharaoh didn't know who God was. He certainly did later, as in first chance to think about, he specifically did that, but he didn't go temporarily. But if he did that, because he's not going to relate his power, he's not going to relate his people's power. If he doesn't know who God is, he has no reverence, he has no respect, he has no regard for who he is and who God is. We have to let God be God. Pharaoh learned that he needs to let God be God because God is more powerful than he was. Just in fact, Jesus is asking for God. Pharaoh says, well, who is God? Why do I have to do what he did? Jesus, in Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus was preparing himself to be sacrificed. He said in his prayer, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus recognized the authority of the Father and realized what it was, what his mission. Jesus' attitude to Pharaoh is very different. We see the same attitude given in John chapter 6, which is that I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So Jesus would let the Father be the Father. He knew that Father needs to rule Pharaoh, and the opposite, who is the Lord God of the nation? So we need to have that attitude. We have to acknowledge that God is God. We have to acknowledge God's sovereignty. And that's exactly the problem that Adam and Eve had in the garden. When they saw that they could be in the field, they could be on the job, they got over it. They saw the point. And in our life, we need to see God not only as the creator, but as our creator. But there are many people today that are willing to say God is the creator. And they don't believe in the God. They don't see God as the creator. They don't see God as the ruler. And there's a big difference there. You have to acknowledge who God is. And that involves being humble and having confidence in who God is. And for us to be content. Those are the three points we want to look at tonight. Being humble, being confident, and being content. So that God, be God, those are the three attitudes of our heart that we need to have. And our first one that we want to look at is that attitude of humility. Humility is one of those things that's very difficult to come by. And even though it's Psalm 131, very short times there, but in that attitude, they say, I know who I am, and I know who God is. I know who I am, and I know who God is. And they said, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. He knows that he needs God. He knows he needs the direction of God. He says, but my eyes are not haughty. So the eyes, Lord, that take him down the road. He needs to keep quiet out of the heart. That's what he says he does. Nor do I involve myself in great manners in things that are too difficult for me. You think about who David is. He's a king, and he's certainly one that has a great deal of wisdom to lead God's people. But he does know who David is. He knows who God is. And he knows that there's no comparison. Because they people will say, well, there's nothing that you can't teach that you can remind you of. Well, that's not what David is. There's something I can't teach. There's something that I'm not going to be because of who I am and who God is. And that there is a difference. If I see any light from my mind, you think you would see anything. You can't do that. all of a sudden, he created you. They realized that there was something that was higher than him. That don't belong to what they're going to do. They're being too difficult for me. He understood his limitations. He really is not understanding our limitations. We need to have heart. So if you just think in chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, says, for the time will come they will not be yours, found by you, but according to their own desire, because they have 15 years, they'll keep up and lose their obedience. And those people found out they're from Lord. Those that will lose up to themselves, Jesus, those that work according to their own desire. So that is the opposite of humility. That's why I'm self-worthless. They will come to you the way to the truth to be turned to God. Okay? When we are obsessed with ourselves, it shows up in our worship. It shows up in a very hard work for these churches today. Rather than humbly worshiping God, speak his name in his image, people may not know what it is to hear on him. You see that in the New Testament. You see that in the New Testament. Talking about forms and all those different works that are going on there. See that in the world today. When we are humble, then we can make our first communication to God. And our work to God be according to his will, so that it's not our own tradition in presence. I know that each one of us, we do things for our own money, they might be thankful. But we might want to introduce you to the work of God. I know that many times when my dad preached to me, in the Hebrew letter saying that he, as Jesus did, was the offering of God more than some sacrifice for the family. When we are humble, that will be our attitude, we will have to be able to. And if we are not humble, we are obsessed with ourselves, we can ask the God to do whatever it is that we want him to do. And I'm not saying three or two person in the world can do a word, but they call me if he does what if he say what, and we vote against you. You have said that if you want to serve God, what the problem is that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have long before us for the Lord's host. Here is some that are complaining against God. What purpose of reading what are we getting for serving God? Is it that we want to serve God because of what we receive from it? And yet, we do receive valuable things. We receive something that's very valuable in the wisdom of our family. But, and then we let that, we're not just good enough to be God's people. The prophet says, so they were complaining. And when people demand for God to do whatever it is that they wish, and that we need to solve our problems in whatever manner we need to be subscribing, perhaps we do not have the vision that we should have. Some great modesty is some kind of mystical basketball where we need to get him all this for what it is that we want. We need to learn to begin that today. People think that God is here to solve our problems. He is just ever at any cost. When we're not humble, our attitude toward God is not wrong. The question is not what God can do for us, but what we really can do for him. Also, freedom would be bigger than inclination to dictate to God what consequences you would allow as a condition of your union to him. Instead of asking you to say, listen, who is better than that undertaker of the union marriage? Beware of the inclination to dictate to God what consequences you would allow. God will do this for me. Lay everything around him. That all needs to work out in my favor, then I will be something. And we need to be willing to take not just when we look at God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10 says, the Lord gains good and calm, and does not change anything. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creation. Let's read that again. Look at that last prayer. Let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creation. Shouldn't you need to have confidence in someone? Maybe you don't have confidence. father was a great medical man, but his mother, the father, took him out in and walked him outside. It's a totally different place for them when they're walking out here outside their parents. Everything looked like it was just a person full of bitter times, or other people going, they didn't want to grow up terrified.
Thank you. Thank you.
word, I'll be gone. Read on with notes that not I see you at all the things I learned, whatever state I am, to be with him. I know not to be faith, I know not to put up. Everywhere in all things I have learned both before and in my life. So to the end of this love of you, I am all in the place of you. Those of you that you learn to be with him, to be in whatever case we were in, to be with him. He said, I've had times where I've had this, I've had times where I've had this. I've been poor, I've been hungry.
Thank you.